From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. Some Arab Americans are conflicted about how to respond to the U.S. Census. Fear of profiling has made many Arabs reluctant even to fill out the form, but that's not all. As NPR's Kerry Khan reports now, there's also the question of race and how Arabs should identify themselves.
Omar Masri is on a mission to get Arab Americans to fill out the 2010 census form in a different way.
Check it right, you ain't white.
Masri says he just wants Arab Americans to get counted and not just as part of the general white population. So he says when filling out the race question on the census form, check the box that says white, but also write in Arab.
We want to find out how many of us there are. We want to find out how we're doing. And we also want our communities where we live to get the right federal funds.
Masri's parents are from Saudi Arabia and Lebanon. He's sitting in the patio area of his favorite Lebanese restaurant in Anaheim, California, which has a large Arab American community. People are playing cards, smoking hookah pipes, and the smell of tobacco mixed with apple is thick.
I remember when I was 17 years old and filling out applications to join the military or to apply for scholarships, and I didn't see a box for Arab American. Yet, growing up around quote-unquote white kids in high school, you definitely felt different.
The census doesn't do nuance very well for some minorities. That bothers many here at the restaurant, who say they're not counted as a minority unless they're standing in line at the airport or some other place where Arabs get special attention. Lola Salama, a student at nearby Cal State Fullerton, calls herself half white, half Egyptian. She wants Arab Americans to get counted.
We have a bad reputation, Arabs in general, and we aren't heard. And if we are heard, maybe we could show more positive things, more than the negative things that are portrayed for us.
The census is making a big push this year to count Arab Americans. In California, it hired Rashad Aldabagh to get the word out. Aldabagh is at a meeting of the Network of Arab Professionals. They're planning the group's annual gala, and Aldabagh has scored a chance to speak about the census at the well-attended event.
First, I want to thank you guys for being very supportive of the census. Your support has been very valuable for the Census Bureau in reaching out to the Arab community.
He says there's a lot of fear in the Arab community when it comes to giving the federal government personal information. He says especially in Southern California, where there is much mistrust of the FBI. Last year, an alleged FBI informant was discovered in a local mosque. But Aldabagh says he just tries to hammer home the message that information given to the census stays with the census.
You already share this information and more with the DMV, for example, with your credit card companies. You have more information up on Facebook, so there's nothing really to be fearful of.
According to the last census, there are about 1.2 million Arab Americans living in the U.S. But Helen Samana, the Arab American Institute, says using private surveys and immigration data, her group puts the number at 4 million. Saman says hopefully the write-in campaign will show the need for a better way to count Arab Americans.
So that we can actually look forward to much more universally acceptable data, data that represents the fullest count of our population.
Getting that fullest count is always a challenge. Every culture has their procrastinators. Back at the Lebanese restaurant, Louis Kayat, a Palestinian American, admitted his census form is still sitting unopened on his desk at home. But he said he'll fill it out now after all my questioning.
I will do it soon just because you came.
But I don't work for the census.
I will do it anyway.
Kerry Khan, NPR News.
Okay.